Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here. Here we are live at Demo Day. It's an exciting time. Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund. Their folks are setting up. The event hasn't gotten kicked off yet, but we are getting a chance to interview some of the leadership here at GSU. We got right now Jennifer Scherer with the E&I Director. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, how has this demo day, it's been, what, 18 months or so from the last demo day?
That's right. Yeah, the last demo day was on February 27th, 2020, and we all know what happened right around that time.
But this demo day is an example of entrepreneurship, resilience, and tenacity, and that make it happen attitude, because these folks had to not only, you know, deal with creating a startup, but they also had to deal with a pandemic at the same time. So kudos for you for having the event and the program, and also kudos to them for dealing with such adversity.
Yeah, you know, the past 18 months has been hard on everyone, and we all know that entrepreneurship is not an easy undertaking. Starting a business is not an easy thing to do, and when you try to do that in the midst of a global pandemic, then it really does present additional sets of challenges. So we have businesses here that had to close their doors during the pandemic, and they've now reopened. We had companies that had to completely change their business models because of the pandemic, and that's what entrepreneurs do. They figure out how to make the business successful. And so we're really proud to get to this moment in time and have the opportunity to hear from our founders today.
So now, as the leader of the E&I, how has it been for you to kind of keep the momentum going? Because you were on such a roll, especially with the previous event, and then going into this, and I know there was kind of, should we do this or not, kind of conversation that every business was having at the time. How have you seen this community kind of embrace this challenge?
Yeah, you know, we recognized that a program like Main Street, it was probably more important than ever that we keep it going. We all know that the pandemic was particularly tough on certain populations and certain businesses like small businesses. And essentially, you know, many of these companies in our Main Street program are small businesses. And so we felt like it was more important than ever that we figured out how do we continue to run the Main Street program in a virtual world, and we did that. We pivoted like we expect all of our entrepreneurs to do, and delivered the program largely in a virtual format. But very glad again to be back here in person.
Now, how are you finding that the Atlanta entrepreneur ecosystem embracing GSU E&I and this event?
I think it's outstanding to be in the middle of such a thriving ecosystem that really is willing to help and give back. And so, you know, we have really leaned on the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Atlanta, and they've really embraced us. We you'll see some of them here today. They're here as judges. They've been involved throughout the process by offering workshops and speaking to our founders. And even early on in the selection process, they've been involved. You know, these are community partners that are running other similar programs. These are investors. They're corporate partners that are supporting this program. And on top of that, one of the things that one of our primary goals for this program is to ensure that once founders finish with the Main Street program, they're prepared to move on to kind of the next stage, the next level of support. And so, you know, one of the things that we're proud of is just last week we had two of our Main Street companies from the first cohort actually selected as finalists, and there were only eight finalists selected to pitch at the Atlanta Startup Battle, which is an Atlanta-wide event to support founders with funding. And so we've really appreciated the support and being embraced by the Atlanta community.
Now, are you seeing this kind of entrepreneurial spirit and being embraced by other universities and leaning into just the mindset shift of being an entrepreneur? Is this something that's kind of unique to GSU in Atlanta, or is this something that you think is spreading throughout the country?
You know, I think some of the things that we're doing at GSU are certainly unique, but entrepreneurship, without a doubt, has really kind of taken off across the country. I mean, I think we see it, in various student populations or just general audience populations that we survey, that many people are interested in being an entrepreneur. And so, there are a number of programs and different approaches to supporting entrepreneurs that have popped up over the country. But one of the things that makes GSU unique is we have a very diverse population of students. Many of them are coming from low-income families. They're Pell Grant eligible, and so we know that we have to do things differently in terms of being able to support entrepreneurs from all backgrounds. And so some of the programs that we've created, like the Main Street program that focuses on serving underrepresented founders, is a unique program, and we've been recognized by some of our peers for that. We've actually received, over the course of 2020 and 2021, we've received for awards of excellence from three different organizations, international organizations, recognizing the work that we're doing in inclusive entrepreneurship and supporting underrepresented entrepreneurs.
Right, and the Main Street isn't an accidental use of the word Main Street, because the folks in this cohort are literally, from high tech, super high tech payment program to, a cheesecake. Literally.
That's exactly right.
It could be anybody on Main Street, and that's the beauty of it. And I think that that's really kudos to GSU for really leaning into the diversity of the folks that are running the businesses, but also the types of businesses. It isn't kind of, you have to only be high tech or fintech or just some niche. It can be literally any business.
That's right. The inclusion criteria is essentially you need to be affiliated with Georgia State as a student or a recent alumni, or even community members who have been involved in some sort of entrepreneurial development program. And so we try to be as inclusive as possible and make sure that we're supporting all of the different types of businesses that that entrepreneurs at Georgia State might be interested in starting and growing.
So now, has something happened as you've watched this group grow that you had kind of that goosebump moment?
Yeah, it's always fun to see the companies, to watch them transform over the course of 6 months and grow their businesses. It's a lot of fun to see some of your companies in the press. For example, we have one of our companies, Community, or our gaming community, that launched their second season of an HBCU esports league, and so in partnership with Twitch and Verizon. And so those are the types of moments where these businesses are doing things well and being successful.
So now, what's your favorite part of Demo Day?
Oh my goodness, that's a good question. I think it's actually seeing the excitement, the bit of nervousness that comes along with pitching to an audience that's the caliber of this audience from these founders. But it's really seeing the founders kind of bring all they've learned over the past 6 months and all of the sweat and tears that they've put into their businesses through this pandemic and during the Main Street program, and see them up on stage, presenting their business and making connections with the community and people, potential customers, investors that can help them take their business to the next level.
Well, if somebody wants to connect with GSU ENI or to learn more about possible other activities and events that are going on that serve the entrepreneurs, what's the best way to get a hold of you or somebody on your team?
Yeah, the best way is to follow us, either follow us on social media, ENI GSU, or go to our website where we have lots of information about the various programs, including Main Street. But we run a number of other programs. We offer degrees in entrepreneurship, interdisciplinary degrees in entrepreneurship, and we have an on-campus business incubator. So there's lots of resources because we ultimately try to meet entrepreneurs where they're at in their entrepreneurial journey. And so you can visit our website at eni.gsu.edu.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for doing what you do. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
And thanks so much for your support of us and helping us get the word out.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all in a few at GSU ENI's Main Street Demo Day.